Bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And we're talking digital photography. Actually, end of last hour, we talked about all the technical stuff that Rick was doing to back up his system. We told you we'd give you a non-technical way.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
For those of you that want to consistently back up your entire system so you don't have to figure out where's my critical data, and more importantly, have everything you need so that you can quickly reconstruct.
Oh, even more importantly, have that reconstruction just done for you.
Yeah, there you can do. You can learn about all of the various processes we've set up for our customers at datadoctors.com/datavault. DataVault. Data Vault. For those of you non-technical types that want to do the technical backup, there you have it. All right, Alex has been holding, and I understand that he is a professional digital photographer. Not just a professional photographer, but a professional digital photographer. Is that right, Alex?
That's right.
That's the best combination as far as I'm concerned.
Wait a minute. He gets paid to take pictures.
That's a
cool job.
Yeah. I did it at first as a hobby, and it's not even work for me.
So, Alex, have you ever used the term work it girl?
Yeah.
You're not one of those photographers, are you?
Only if it pays.
See, that's what I knew.
Seems like for me, I could charge a little less for that kind of thing, but that's just me.
All right, well, let's
get into that mold.
There we go, as we digress. So you have some suggestions. Obviously, you're a lot more intimate with this technology and have probably spent a whole lot more money than probably everybody listening combined.
Yeah, probably. I have over $50,000 in equipment right now.
So you probably do say don't touch that a lot to people. Don't touch that.
Yeah, I actually do. A lot of people try to grab hold of the equipment. It's pretty silly. But
can I put a thumbprint on your lens?
Yeah, that's nice. I always keep a lens cleaner with me. But
there's tip number one, right?
You know, the most important thing that I can tell people is that, you know, if you think you're going to go out and just pick up a digital camera and use it and it's going to be real simple, it's probably not. You know, I never wanted to be a computer expert, but at this point, it's pretty much looking like it's the only way to go when you're dealing with digital photography.
Well, that's if you want to do stuff with it after you take the picture, right?
Yeah.
If I just want to capture memories of my kid being four and, you know, going to school for the first time, I can probably just point and shoot, right?
And I'm okay that he's white as Casper because my lighting was off.
have you seen my skin?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things that people want from their digital photography.
Yeah.
You know, it depends. You know, when people, if they think they're going to go out and get the kind of results that I'm getting, it's probably going to cost them some money to get those kind of results.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to go for like an under $1,000 budget, or even say an under $500 budget, you can still get great photos that are going to be good enough for most people.
Better than Polaroids.
Oh yeah, definitely better than Polaroid and better than traditional film point and shoot cameras.
What if I'm just going to use the digital camera built into my cell phone?
Oh yeah, huh? There's quality you can afford.
Well, it depends on what cell phone you have. I have a cell phone that actually takes pretty decent photos.
As long as you don't go more than what's, you know what.
I mean, it's a thumbnail image that you end up with, so you're not going to be able to blow it up into a large image.
If you just need a passport photo, it's perfect, right?
Yeah.
How come my digital camera photos look really bad at 8x10?
Yeah. They're getting all pixelated, huh?
Yeah, don't have enough pixels in that image, so.
Yeah.
Any other tips, though, as far as consumer level?
Rookie tips.
Rookie tips, consumer level.
Rookie tips. Research your cameras thoroughly and pick them up and use them. The people in the stores are usually very friendly, but I have found that they don't know much about photography.
Come on, say it isn't so.
It's true.
Technology salespeople that don't know
what... money out of your wallet.
Wait a minute.
That's all they're doing.
Technology salespeople that don't know what they're talking about? Can it be?
Very common. Very common. I wouldn't say all of them, but.
Well, and there are a number of great resources on the internet. CNET's one area where you can get a lot of good reviews. Tom's Hardware.
A lot of good magazines out there, you know.
Yeah, photography magazines. A lot of photography specific websites as well. So
e-pinions.
Yeah,
my opinion is that as far as point and shoot cameras, I think Canon carries the best line of cameras. Canon and Nikon.
Is there a particular lens? You know how a lot of these people are like Sony's using the Carl Zeiss is there a particular lens type that you'd tell people to look for?
I always try to get the best lens possible, and you know, and scrimping on the budget is.
Right, but how do I know? I don't know anything about lenses. How do I know what a good lens is from a bad lens?
Generally, most point-and-shoot cameras don't have a very good lens.
So when, when these companies stress some big name
guy,
when they say
Carl Zeiss, I mean Carl Zeiss makes some very good lenses, but generally for point and shoots, they're pretty generic, even if they have that brand name on them.
So your recommendation, if you're a fairly novice digital camera person, you really don't know much about technology, stick to one of the Canon. What do they call them? The Super Shots or the.
The Power Shot series is very nice.
Right, okay.
Now, do I need SLR or do I stick with that CCD?
Oh, now you're going to have to explain what SLR.
You know, here comes, you know, the whole budget thing. You know, you go SLR, you're going to get better pictures.
Alex?
You're going to be more versatile. You know?
Please explain to those that don't know, what does SLR mean?
SLR is single lens reflex, which really doesn't mean anything, but what it means is you can interchange your lenses.
Yeah, detachable lenses, you can put that.
Yeah.
The big traditional-looking cameras, although they're digital.
Yeah.
Got it. Alex, hey, thank you so much for your input. Obviously, if you've got more, shoot us some more emails and ideas and that kind of thing. We appreciate you chiming in. That's exactly what we want to do here.
Well, thanks for listening to me. And if anyone out there wants to see some of my work, just stop by alexbestphotography.com.
I didn't get that. So shoot an email, and we'll put that in our follow-up for your help there.
We can do that. Thanks, Alex.
You are listening to The Computer Corner. We got another half an hour of... semi, possibly entertaining, maybe not so, I don't know.
Hey, Andy and Daryl and Chris, you guys, thanks for being patient. Sit tight with us through the break, if you will. We're going to get to your calls and questions. We got a free line for you at 602-277-5827. It's The Computer Corner, back in a flash.
For 9 days, Barrett Jackson and Ford are bringing passion.